Hey, my name is Richard, and welcome to the Q&A Showdown, where I touch different topics from life insurance, real estate, business, entrepreneurship, and much more. So, welcome.
Kim will introduce herself. So, tell everybody who Kim is, Kim Shaleen, and then we'll take it from there.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Richard. Hi, everyone. It's good to meet all of you. So my name is Shaleen Kim, and I'm the Senior Managing Director at Everest, and I cover Eastern Canada. And we're a company that really takes care of final arrangements, and we have a lot of tools for estate planning. So me and Richard, we've been working for quite some time now. We've built a really, really strong work relationship here, and he asked me to come on and answer a couple of common questions that I guess most Canadians are, you know, pondering over. So here we are today, and you can ask away as many questions as you want, Richard.
Yeah, so like she said, we've been working for about probably close to a year now. And like, it's been very good. Like, she's very like, always there for me if I need questions, some information, guidance on certain things, whatever. So she's in Toronto, I'm in Montreal, but you know, we work together. So it's very nice. She's a very nice person. And I thank you in advance for the time that you're taking now to do this with me, because I wanted to know that from before. But I was just thinking, but everything came to place now. So here we are. So my first question, like just like I said, give information to people about certain things. What is a power of attorney? Some people probably heard it before, but can you explain like briefly what it is and the whole explain like everything, like just for the people to know?
Yeah, for sure. I can put it in a very simple way. And just, you know, full disclosure, I'm not a lawyer or estate planner or anything, but this information is readily available. You can go online, things like that. But so a power of attorney is a legal document when someone is still alive, but for some reason, they are unable to make their own financial decisions. So think about someone that maybe is unconscious, you know, they're ill, they're at end of life stages. With things happening right now, even being on life support could be a reason why they may need a power of attorney, which is a person that's going to be able to make these financial decisions for them. You can also have individuals that may have a mental health illness and again need someone to take care of their finances. You know, something simple as paying a phone bill or taking care of, you know, bank accounts, payments, things like that. They need someone else to do it. So this legal document, it's personalized for each individual. That's what a power of attorney is. And it gives that person in their life the power to actually make that decision for them. So that's essentially what a power of attorney is.
And I think if my memory is correct, we have the enduring, the power of, how do you say that again?
Enduring power of attorney. Yes, correct. In different provinces across Canada, they may be named a little bit differently, but all of them are basically doing the same type of role. Yes.
Okay. And what is like, just to finish, because we just, it's just a quick session. Can you tell us a little bit about estate planning and will planning? When is what's the importance of having those? And what do you think is the best time, like at which age someone could start thinking about that or doing that?
I think that, well, to have power of attorney, last will, and healthcare directive legally is at the age of 18 in Ontario. Again, other provinces have different age requirements. So I could say as soon as you're 18, but you can also think about, you know, if you are in a relationship, you know, if you are owning some type of property, you know, you have children, things like that, or you own something, even having a vehicle, having money in your bank account. So as you can see, the group of people or individuals can be quite large, but you really should think about it now because you don't know what might happen. You know, again, people may become very ill. They may be unable to make these financial decisions or even health decisions on their own. So the sooner the better, because sometimes what we often see a lot at Everest is they come to us when something already does happen and that individual is not able to actually get a power of attorney, you know, a healthcare directive or will. And so if you are 18 and there's many different platforms and avenues to get these things done, you can even do it online now. It's very easy. So as long as you're 18 and there is something in your name, just think about that. You know, if you're working really hard, you own a car, house, family, et cetera, you want to make sure that all of these things will be taken care of if something unexpected does happen.
This is the end of the Q&A showdown. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next time.